At its biennial meeting yesterday, Amnesty International held its highly anticipated vote on prostitution. After 2 years of research and much debate and protest, the human rights group voted to back full decriminalization, meaning no punishment for sex workers or their customers, the Johns. This has been a hot topic, especially in Europe, and it's split Amnesty chapters, some of which back the so-called Swedish model, which spares prostitutes arrests or fines, but does impose those on the Johns and people who run brothels or hire women out. Some governments have already decriminalized the sex trade. Others are currently considering changes, so this vote comes at an important time. Let's bring in Julie Bindle, a writer who advocates for feminist issues and has been lobbying against Amnesty's move for full decriminalization. So, Julie, tell us why you disagree with Amnesty International.
What Amnesty is suggesting will keep the women safe is not only decriminalizing the women in prostitution, but decriminalizing their pimps, their sex buyers, and all of the brothel owners. What they want is to remove all laws against pimping, brothel owning, and sex buying. What feminists want is to stop the women being arrested for being in prostitution.
So you're for the Swedish model, which does spare the prostitutes, but then does go after the Johns.
That's right. And also we want them to go after the pimps and the brothel owners. What Amnesty has effectively done is adopt a position that decriminalizes pimping, it makes them managers, and it decriminalizes brothel owners and makes them business owners.
What about the notion that there are occasions when there might be men and women working together to sell sex, and it's consensual? That seems to be another one of Amnesty's points, that there's a human rights portion to this, that if a woman is working with a man to sell sex, it might be voluntary and he should not be criminalized.
Well, if he's living off her earnings, then he's pimping her. And the reality for the majority of women in the sex trade, and we know this through police records, through murder records, the majority suffer abuse and violence, and the majority are actually prostituted from below the age of 18, which means that you can't separate the prostitution of children from the prostitution of adult women. You can't separate trafficking from the prostitution of non-trafficked women, because we only have trafficking where there is a viable, thriving, unregulated sex trade. And Amnesty is calling for the removal of all laws pertaining to the sex trade, including pimping and brothel owning.
You point out that in the draft policy documents that Amnesty was considering, and much of this leaked out, New Zealand was cited, as you write, as a paradise of egalitarian prostitution, the kind that I just described that people say exists. But you had an offsetting point to that.
In New Zealand, since decriminalisation in 2003, street prostitution in Auckland has doubled. The police take a hands-off approach to this under decriminalisation. So obviously, they're not going to see the sex trade as a concern for law enforcers. Now, obviously, we all want the women to be safe. And that has to include the police treating them as victims and as human beings rather than as criminals. That's why we have long fought in the women's movement for the decriminalisation of the selling of sex. But Amnesty has gone way too far and has now decided that the human rights of pimps, of sex buyers, and of brothel owners would be compromised if they didn't decriminalize their activities too. It's ludicrous.
Those who back Amnesty say that there may be another reason for this, which is that women might be free to unionize. They might be free. If there's more transparency and no criminalization, there might be a sea change in prostitution.
Women have unionized in other countries where they've legalized the sex trade. For example, in the Netherlands, the Red Thread was government funded under their legalized regime, which incidentally the Dutch government have now admitted was a total disaster and a failed social experiment. And at the height of membership, there were only 100 people out of 25,000 involved in prostitution that were members. Most of them were strippers, as opposed to those that stand on street corners or are prostituted in off-street venues. It doesn't work. No amount of legislation that is supposedly respectabilising their so-called work has ever made a difference to these women. The women who come out of the sex trade, who survive and who exit, they say almost unanimously that whilst they were in prostitution, they would have supported the idea of legalisation because that is how they survived, to just try to cope with what they thought they would never be able to get away from.
That's Julie Bindle, a journalist and advocate. She is against Amnesty International's vote calling for full decriminalization of all sex workers and their customers. She advocates a model that just decriminalizes the work of the prostitutes. Julie, thank you for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
And this has launched a worldwide conversation, Jeremy, so we ask our listeners to add yours at hereandnow.org.